On the weekend break, it's history with Sam Pang.
And joining us now, the host of the recently relaunched SBS history-based quiz show on Thursday nights, I'll speak of the show, ADBC, and its host, my friend Sam Pang. Good afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon, Tom, and good afternoon to everyone. Now, you did make mention that the great Tony Martin would be joining us. Now, there is a small chance that Tone has gone to the old building, so he could just be over there in Bank Street doing a show by himself, but that's fine. Pirate radio, someone will be listening to him. He's probably actually stuck because there's a little bit of roadworks out the front, Tom. Did you notice that?
Well, it's not so much roadworks as the run for kids, and it's blocking things up badly.
But anyway, hopefully Tone, you never know, he may just join us at any time. But yes, you did mention that the show did come back last Thursday, Tom. You were on it.
I was.
I should probably have mentioned that last week, but... in a link to this week, I did actually want to speak about June 6th, the date June 6th, 1988, which is significant because that is the last time that SBS Publicity sent out a press release, Tom. So they didn't actually tell me that the show was on, and you were on last Thursday. Sorry about that.
I was. I taped it, but I lost, so I couldn't watch it.
Of course not. So anyway, it's on this Thursday.
We're talking about ADBC, the history-based quiz show that Sam Pang hosts, and it's on Thursdays at...
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
So thank you for... So sorry about that, but that's it's right. Actually returned last week.
And I'm a guest on a couple more episodes. Now, Billy Joel had a song in the 80s, I think. Was it the early 90s that he came out with it?
I think it's 89.
89. And it was called We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yes. And that's always been a dream of ours, Tom, to go through this song lyric by lyric. Because who would have thought, like, there's a song that would... who would have thought it'd be possible to encapsulate 20th century history like Joel did.
Just a warning to all our listeners, in about 10 minutes' time, we'll be having a quiz based on Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire. Listen closely. How many questions will you have this week, Sam?
Well, it could be one, or it could be five.
It'll
depending
be five.
On how many lyrics we get through, Tom.
It'll be five. Okay, let's get into it now. The opening line, Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio.
Are you actually going to sing the song?
I'm just going to speak it out loud.
Well, anyone's there that you were unaware of, Tom? Of course, Joe DiMaggio you would have known. Walter Winchell, that was a radio and newspaper journalist. He's a modern-day Neil Mitchell, really.
Well, no, he was an old-day Neil Mitchell.
Yes.
Neil Mitchell's a modern-day Walter Winchell. Who was Johnny Ray again?
It's just here. He signed his first recording contract with Oakey Records, but... it didn't actually become popular for two more years. So that's, you know, in terms of the song, I would keep an eye out for many, many places and people that are mentioned that I think really are basically just for the rhyme. Just, you know, like, I don't know how significant they actually are, but Billy Joel, I think when putting the song together, found them necessary to put in. Now, Tom.
Now, well, speaking of people who are here just to make things rhyme, I speak, of course... radio superstar, television personality, all around, everywhere, man, Tony Martin. Tony, good afternoon.
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late, but it's hard getting into this building. The security, I mean, why is there so much security? Ernie Sigley is not here anymore, is he?
Why could you not get in?
I've had the full cavity, sir.
Fashionably late. We're actually off air in about 4 minutes time.
How's it been going here, Tom?
Well, we've had our share of technical issues. Dennis Walter still attracts his fair share of stalkers.
Not around here. I'm a massive Dennis Walter fan. I'm a huge fan of him doing Ghost Riders on the Storm. Have you ever heard that?
Yippee-yay!
Can I just say...
Yippee-yay!
I told security to look out for... I said, there's another guest coming before one. He'll be here before one. He looks a little bit like the guy from the Where's Wally books. Let him in.
Yeah, somebody on security obviously had a lot of trouble with those books and was determined to take it out on me.
Anyway, well, thanks for coming in.
It's good to see you, Tony. We're only up to the second line of We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, we're going through the whole thing, are we?
Well, bit by bit. Yeah. Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
Now, well, Studebaker I thought was a horse, and it's not.
It's a car, surely?
Yes, it is. A popular car company that just began its financial downfall. Nothing there, really, other than the fact Joe McCarthy, his anti-communist crusade, that was gaining national attention at the time, but nothing really funny in that verse, Tom.
He was known as Tail Gunner Joe, but not for any modern reason. He claimed to have flown 32 missions in World War II with the Marine Corps, who had their own air force, but he only flew 12. He lied about it. But it didn't stop him going to the US Congress.
Is J. Edgar Hoover listed in this song? Because he was known as Tail Gunner, too, for several years.
He was.
Keep going, Tom.
Rosenberg's H-Bomb, Sugar Ray, Pan Mun Jom, Brando, The King and I, and Catcher in the Rye.
Well, the Rosenbergs, I didn't know who they were. Ethel and Julius were convicted for espionage on May 29, decoding Soviet cables or something. The H-Bomb...
Hang on, weren't the Rosenbergs put in the electric chair?
Yes.
And were they? I think it was like a joint, like a love seat. It was like an electric love seat. So they could be done at the same time.
Oh,
they maintained their innocence. Sugar Ray Robinson was a boxer. Marlon Brando, of course, that you might mention why Billy Joel mentioned him in that course, in that chorus.
Because, rhyming.
Yeah, exactly, issues. Just for the rhyme. But he was nominated for an Academy Award for his role in Streetcar Named Desire, a role that... 45 years later, for the role of the Island of Dr. Moreau, he wasn't nominated for Tone, just in case you're wondering. Tom?
Have you seen that, the Island of Dr. Moreau?
I did see that one. All I can remember is Marlon Brando wearing sort of a mosquito net.
And at one point, an ice bucket on his head that a midget, I think the midget from Austin Powers, is tipping ice into. And someone, can I just tell you a quick story about that? A friend of mine worked on that Island of Dr. Moreau, and they're shooting it in the jungle, miles from anywhere. In Queensland.
Was your friend the leopard man or the half-goat?
My friend was there when Val Kilmer stubbed his cigarette out on someone's head. That was a bit of fun. But Marlon Brando decided...
I want to be playing a piano.
He decided he wanted to be playing a piano. It wasn't in the script. So it took a week to fly a black piano in to the jungle. And then Marlon Brando goes,
I think it should be white.
So then they had to wait another week while a white grand piano was flown in the jungle. And then Marlon Brando's gone,
I think the little guy should have one.
So they had to then make a tiny white piano, which sat on top. If you've seen the film, Brando is playing the piano while a smaller white piano being played by Vern Troyer is sitting on the top. Nothing to do with anything in the movie.
No.
The shot is just cut in completely out of context with no relation to what goes before or after.
But it made the film.
As it should have. God, imagine that being left on the floor. That would have been terrible.
We better keep going.
Sorry.
Tom, I should just put you at ease now. There's no way we're getting through the whole song.
I hope we get into the Rock and Roller Cola Wars. What the hell were they?
Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano Liberace, Santayana goodbye.
Because he died on September 26, 1952.
Chorus, right. We didn't start the fire. Joseph Stalin, Malenkov, Nasser and Prokofiev, Rockefeller, Campanella, communist bloc.
Now, can I just say, Campanella is the definitive example of where Joel just needed something to rhyme. Campanella was a baseball player, and not an overly good one, but he just needed something in there.
To rhyme with Rockefeller.
Yes, so he went with Roy Campanella.
Well, in fact, he went with communist bloc, because then he said... mine just says H-N.
Roy
Toscanini,
Cone.
Dak Ron, Jing Ben Few Falls, Rock Around the Clock. Rock Around the Clock rhymes with communist bloc. That's the only
guy. Dak Ron, it's a fabric, is it?
Yeah, it was a fibre made from the same plastic as polyester. Of course that should be in the song.
Right. Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's got a winning team. That'll be the Dodgers, wouldn't it?
That's right. They won the World Series
later
that year.
They went to Los Angeles.
This is all making sense now.
Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland.
What is Peter Pan doing? I mean, surely Disneyland covers Peter Pan, I would have thought.
And Davy Crockett if you go to Frontierland.
Well, Peter Pan, if Joel was here to defend himself, it was broadcast on TV live and in colour from the 1954 version of the stage musical.
Bardo, Budapest, Alabama, Khrushchev, Princess Grace, Peyton Place, Trouble in the Suez. It doesn't even rhyme that well.
That doesn't rhyme very well at all.
Suez Crisis was 1956, of course. France and Britain opposing the will of the US and invading Egypt on their own. The end of empire, some people called it, Sam.
And Khrushchev made his famous secret speech denouncing Stalin's cult of personality. That's why that's in there, Tom.
He did, and then he went to the UN and thumped his shoe on the table.
And of course, that song was that cult of personality was immortalised by the band Living Colour with their song Cult of Personality.
I'm sorry, is Khrushchev and Suez meant to be a rhyme? That's very poor.
It's not good, is it?
It's very poor.
Another chorus: Little Rock, Pasternak, Mickey Mantle, Kerouac. That's good. Sputnik, Chew and Lie, Bridge on the River Kwai.
Now, that's just there because of the rhyme.
At least he doesn't say Bridge over the River Kwai,
no.
Which is the general mistake.
But
Alec Guinness's second greatest role ever after that of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars.
Zhou Enlai is the Premier of the People's Republic of China, survived an assassination attempt on a jet. Isn't it just the premise for Air Force One?
Yeah, Air Force One, very poor digital effects at the end when that plane crashes in the water. Like, must have looked quite good in 1997.
Yeah.
When it looked at it now, it's like a very low-budget Nintendo.
But you can actually see the green screen.
A bit like Harrison Ford himself. Right. Lebanon, Charles de Gaulle, California baseball. So that'll be the Brooklyn Dodgers moving to Los Angeles, Sam.
Los Angeles, yes, that's right, Tom.
Stark weather, homicide, children of thalidomide.
Stark weather, was that some sort of bloke with a gun, wasn't it?
The homicides that captured the attention. He killed 11 people before he was caught in a massive manhunt. That's Billy Joel just getting a little bit of pathos there.
We're still in the 1950s here. Buddy Holly, Ben Hur, Space Monkey, Mafia, Hula Hoops, Castro, Ed Sol is a no-go. Now, I know the Ed Sol was a badly designed luxury Ford named after Ed Sol Ford.
Yes, that only lasted 3 years. But the Hula Hoops is a mention because, amazingly, the Hula Hoops reached 100 million sales that year. 100 million.
It was the I-Hoop.
Now this will give away the age of a certain lead singer who's on the short side. U2, Singman Rhee, Payola and Kennedy, Chubby Checker, Psycho, Belgians in the Congo.
Yeah, well, where do you want to start? The U2 is not the band.
No,
it's actually Lockheed, the U2 spy plane,
and it was shot down.
Yes. Over the Soviet Union. Payola is reference to illegal payments for radio broadcasting of songs, which was Dick Clark testified before Congress. Yeah, so that was illegal payments of radio broadcasting,
which couldn't happen now.
No, very similar to the method Joel himself used to get his song played.
Isn't great to I didn't realise that Children of Thalidomide was going out pretty much every hour of rock stations for the last 20 years.
No one listens to the lyrics, that's why we're here. Hemingway Eichmann's Stranger in a Strange Land. Now, that was the epic sci-fi novel written by Robert Heinlein, which some people said was responsible for starting the hippie movement. If only he'd kept to himself. Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs Invasion, Lawrence of Arabia, British Beatlemania.
That is the one that always gets me. British Beatlemania. What do you mean it was like in America? It was a worldwide phenomenon. Why is he...
They had their own Beatles.
He just needs British to make the scan work. He's an American. He lived in America. He'd remember Beatlemania. But no, it's specifically British Beatlemania.
How much do you love this song, Tom?
It's a list. Not a song.
Old Miss John Glenn, Liston beats Patterson. Now, a lot of people don't realise this, but Sam's a bit of a boxing freak. And Sam's nickname in the ring, Tony Martin, is Liston, because his punching style and the way he takes a punch, very similar to Sonny Liston, who got knocked out by who that year, Sam?
No, well, Liston defeated Floyd Patterson that year.
Oh, did he?
Later got knocked out by Muhammad Ali, famously. So, that's when Ali became the champion, Tony.
Right, so your technique of being knocked out is the same as Sonny Liston.
Very, very similar.
Tom, we'd better go to a break.
Told you we wouldn't finish the song, Tom.
All right, well, we might even attempt to finish that at the end, but we will have Sam's marvellous quiz next. Five questions. Also, we've got some wonderful prizes, a double pass to see Harry Connick Jr. That's right, the man who gets on... I wonder if he'll be invited back on this year to judge red faces. I think not.
And just two guys in Ku Klux Klan costumes could bring him out.
Sam's marvellous quiz, five questions about Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire. If you'd like to participate, call now, 96900 693. Outside Melbourne, 13 13 32. Sam Peng, Tony Martin and I will look forward to your company back in a moment. Welcome back to the program. It's 26 minutes past one. Now, we have got plenty of callers lined up for your quiz, Sam. The double pass to see Harry Connick Jr., I'm sure, will be won. And also a double pass, would you believe it, Tony Martin, to the Caravan Camping and Touring Super Show. It's on at Caulfield Racecourse today.
You are joking.
I know.
The board's lit.
So many people. Now, let's just quickly finish the song because we didn't do it.
The board's lit up because you mentioned Ernie Ziegler before.
Sorry about that,
Pope
everybody.
Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex. That'll be the Profumo affair from into the 60s now. JFK, Blown Away. What else do I have to say?
Oh, not much. Well, he should have stopped there. He actually kept going.
Birth Control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, Back Again.
Is that in a historical context, or I just couldn't think of any more names, so I'll throw in Nixon again.
Moonshot, Woodstock, we're up to 69 now. Watergate, Punk Rock. Punk Rock is 69?
Well, according to Joel.
It could be the roots of the Stooges.
Begin, Reagan, Palestine, Terror on the Airline.
Yeah.
That'd be the raid of Entebbe in Uganda, I think.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ayatollahs in Iran.
Now, that's a reference. That's 1979 when the Ayatollah Khomeini came back after years in exile. Do you know where he spent his time in exile?
Paris.
Yeah.
Paris is where
if you're going to be in exile, sipping a cafe latte in the Champs-Élysées is not the worst place to be in exile.
Pol Pot used to live in Paris. I mean, it's just full
really?
Of... Russians in Afghanistan. Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, Heavy Metal, Suicide, Foreign Debts, Homeless Vets, AIDS Crack, Bernie Getz
shot four young men on December 22, 1984 on a subway.
That's Hypodermics right. on the Shores, China's under martial law, so we're up to 89 there. Rock and Roller, Cola Wars.
What the hell does that mean?
I can't take it anymore.
This is apparently Coke and Pepsi running marketing campaigns using rock and roll, but I think Soft Drink Wars, I think Mellow Yellow versus Solo. But anyway, that's
all right,
me.
It is time for the quiz. Our callers have been waiting on patiently. Let's go to our first one, who is Bill. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Bill. Say hello to Tony and Sam as well.
How are you, Tony and Sam?
Good on you, Bill. By the way, I'm telling you two just to have questions ready because I don't have enough of any. But, Bill, did you take detailed notes of that segment?
No.
Good.
Perfect. Perfect.
I've heard the song before a few times.
Have you? Yeah. I will ask you this. Why was Marlon Brando mentioned in the song specifically?
He was nominated for an Oscar for On the Waterfront.
Well done.
Correct.
Question one.
Thank you.
Question two.
This is my last question before I hand it over to Tony and Tom. Who is the first name mentioned in the song?
Harry Truman.
Well done.
Correct. Tone, have you got a question for Bill?
Does it have to be from the song?
Yes.
It does have to be.
Preferably.
It does have to be from the... What is one of the songs from South Pacific?
Well, that's a hard question.
What is one of the songs from South Pacific? And it mentioned...
You're a musical theatre man?
Not really. I'll have a blue... How long do I have to think about?
Shall I give me a clue?
4 seconds.
I can give you a clue.
Yep.
I'm going to wash that man...
right out of my head.
There you go. I was just saying out of my blank, but got ahead of me.
Question four. Now, this man claimed to have flown 32 missions. He only flew 12.
Joe McCarthy?
What was his nickname?
Joe McCarthy.
And he shared that same nickname, according to Tony Martin, with J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, Tailgater?
Tailgunner, that'll do.
Either or.
Question five, have you got one, Sam?
Yes, unrelated to the song. Very, very easily, very, very simply, Bill. What time and what day is ADBC on?
It's on at 9 p.m.
And what day of the week?
What day of the week? How long do I have?
You don't work for SBS Publicity, do you?
Give me just a couple of seconds and I'll...
And you look it up, no worries. Yeah, I think he does.
Let's say Friday was the next day.
This could be my producer.
Thursday.
Well done.
Well done, Bill. Bad luck, Scott, Janet, Denise, Kathy, Sean, Patrick, Travis, Adrian and Anne. With some help, Bill is our winner. You've won the double pass to the Harry Connick Jr. and the double pass to the Caravan Camping and Touring Super Show.
It's a super show, not just some ordinary caravan and camping nonsense.
Big thing.
Can I mention that and thank Tony Martin for coming in? Of course, thanks, you do have a book out at the moment, Tony. Do you remember that?
I think it's called A Nest of Occasionals. It was last week.
So go and buy that. And also... Tony is on the show this Thursday. That's why there's a link there, Tom. I know that I didn't mention that your show's last Thursday.
Can I just say, if people did miss Tom Elliott on ADBC, I know Tom himself did because he wasn't aware it was on. It is on the SBS website. But interestingly, not on the ADBC page.
Oh, why would you make it easy, Tom?
The ADBC page, it says, sorry, we got nothing for you.
Right.
ADBC, Thursday nights, SBS, 9 p.m, hosted every week by Sam Pang and just about every week featuring Tony Martin as one of the residents. Superstars. We better go to a break. Sport after that. And then my partner Elise Mooney comes in to talk about partners' shopping habits for their male better halves. Back with that and a whole lot more in just a moment.